when they had, if you had hogs and you wanted to fatten them, you'd shut them up in a...
No, we grew our peanuts for hogs.
Uh-huh.
And when they got ready, the peanuts got to a certain stage, got ready to put the hogs on, well, we just go get our hogs and put them in there and just let them root hog or die.
Where do people keep hogs nowadays?
Well, they keep them in a pen.
Uh-huh. What kind of pen?
Just a frame wooden pen.
Mm-hmm.
A wire.
Mm-hmm. They call that a...
hog pen.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for storing tools?
That's a tool shed.
Mm-hmm. You had one of those?
Yeah. I got too many tools from a shed, though.
What about corn? That'd be kept in the...
Well, now, years before I was married, my father built an airtight barn for his corn.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it in there and then used this carbon bisulfide to kill the weevils in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we had good, solid, clean corn all the year.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, my daddy saved his own seed corn out the field, and he built our corn up to where it was 2 to 3 acres of stock and a solid white cob corn.
Mm-hmm.
This year hybrided corn come in and he quit farming and it all just went. Mm.
You said you had a hay barn. What about the upper part of the barn where you put the...
Well, there was no upper part to it. No overhead turret at all over the roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get in and throw that hay back and keep throwing it back, until there wasn't no such thing as a hay bale or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would you, when you let the hay dry out in the field, then how would you bring it in?
Well, we let it dry in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew our own hay, we planted peas and such as that.
Uh-huh.
For our hay.
Do you ever see people take the hay and rake it up in little piles?
Yeah.
What would they call those little...
Heaps.
Uh-huh.
Heaps of shocks.
Uh-huh. That's the same thing?
Yeah. Heaps.
What about if you wanted to leave the hay out outside?
Well, now we put that in a stack.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got where we were getting through, we'd finish that stack in.
Mm-hmm.
Had a pole right through the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
We finished that stack in all the way around, and then when we got to finishing it, we'd pack that hay in around that pole just as tight as we could, and you know it wouldn't get wet.
You wouldn't have any cover on the top?
Mm-hmm.
You just pack it tight enough?
Just pack it tight enough, and if it stayed there and settled for 3 or 4 days, why, you needn't worry about it, it's all right. Mm-hmm.
Any other way of leaving hay outside besides the haystack?
No. Well, they pile it up in bales out in the field now. Mm-hmm. And then take your share of, what do you call it? Some kind of black cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cloth either, it's a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And just tie weights on all four corners of it, just put it over the stack, just let it hang down.
Mm-hmm.
And leave it there. You don't get wet.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a hay rick or hay mow or anything like that?
Do I?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I run a many of them.
What?
I run the hay ricks and the mowers and...
What's a hay rick?
That's what you rick it up with after you boil it. It gets dry, well then you take that hay rick and rake it up and what we call windrows.
Uh-huh.
And then come along with the wagon and pick it up and throw it on the wagon and then get it to the stack of the barn, whatever you're going to put there.
You know, if you cut the hay off a piece of land, then enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year?
They cut it 3 or 4 times around here. They got this improved hay grass and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it here 3 or 4 times. Get several tons thick every time.